Hello, welcome to episode 5 of Nothing on the Radio. Apologise for not doing anything for a couple of weeks, as Em was jet-setting away to London and Scotland, but she's back. I did give her some muscle relaxants for the plane. I said, Em, look, I would take one, maybe take two an hour or so later, maybe.
Yeah.
Just tell everyone how many you took immediately.
Look, you know how I feel about injections. And I took all four.
She roofied herself.
Strangely okay with it.
So she said,
oh, no one else is going to do it. So
she said, I slept really well. It's like, no, you put induced coma.
I slept for like 8 hours straight.
Oh, I slept for 8 hours straight and I woke up and I pooed my pants and everything.
My ankles were fucked, eh? They were so swollen.
As usual, we might start with the pooing the pants thing because we like to start there because then it's always up.
Yeah.
After that, we always go more highbrow. I was talking earlier to Em about a situation when I was about 4 or 5 at soccer training and they had locked the toilets. Now, I had to poo, as you know.
Mine does. You do 17 times a day.
Because it was locked, I was panicking and rather than – everyone's like, oh, just go in the bushes, go in the bushes. But I thought that was too embarrassing. So – the less embarrassing option in my mind was just to poo my pants. Not just a little one either. But what was the
like
worst?
Like out the sides.
Yeah, luckily I was playing for the Bulwara Bush Rangers and they're brown.
Yeah.
Brown shorts. Probably the worst part though is it wasn't my mum that took me home, it was a friend's mum. So I'm just, thank God they didn't bring it up in the car. It would have been absolutely atrocious.
You had to sit on the car seat with shit in your pants.
And then I got out of the car and I remember very clearly getting out of the car and sort of waddling down the driveway and mum coming out and I just started crying straight away.
She should. I'm sure the mum in the car was crying too. Did she at least put down a towel or something for you?
I can't remember. So, just on that, I know we talk about pooing too much, but there was something I wanted to bring it up. I'm not sure if girls have to do it as much, but you know when you go to the pub and some fucking idiot is smashed off the lock on the door?
Oh, they just don't work most of the time.
Yeah, don't work or, yeah, someone's stolen it to set up their own toilets at home. And you've got to, like, sort of sit on the toilet but also then hold the door at the same time.
Yeah, it's so awkward. But it's always when you're going to those bathrooms with the toilets, like, too far away, you're just like, you're ready. You're ready to go. Leap up at any
and then
time.
And people still knock. As someone, I was talking to someone on the weekend.
What do you yell out when someone knocks it? Where, yeah.
Like, come in.
I'm in here. I'm in here.
Or if you want them to really go away, just go, I'm in here.
You do that anyway.
Yeah, I know. Regular voice. Okay, so that was just something funny I thought we'd talk about. Now, talking about toilets as well, I won't use names here. This is not related to.
Okay.
I won't use names here, but a acquaintance, a friend of mine, I don't want to give it away, was in a bathroom at a strip club partaking in some illegal substances. And he finished.
As we've all been at some stage.
Yeah. He opened the door and the owner was there standing at the door. And he said, hey, mate, what were you doing? And he went, nothing. He goes, and he shows him a video on his phone. The owner had snuck a video over the top of the toilet door and filmed him doing cocaine in the toilet.
Like, neither of those things are legal. So I don't know whose side to take here.
Well, I put it like this. What if he went, what were you doing in there? Sorry if this sounded disjointed. I flat out just said the guy's name, which I said I wouldn't. I've edited it out. So what happened is my acquaintance came out of the toilet and the owner said, what are you doing in there?
Yeah.
And showed him a video of this gentleman doing cocaine in the bathroom. Now, and as we said, what's worse is doing illegal drugs or someone filming. And I think it's the filming part because what if you put the camera up over the door and did just film this guy doing a shit in there? What are you doing there, mate?
Snapping one off.
Got it on video.
That's how you blackmail people.
Yeah, I don't know. It's not much of a blackmail. Hey, pay me money or I'm going to show everyone you doing a shit in the toilet.
I wonder how many shits he gets before he actually gets the cocaine one.
Got one.
Finally.
If you go fishing enough.
The average is really good.
But, yeah, and what he said to my friend, he said, look, when he said, you're not allowed to do that, that's illegal. And I think he might have been trying to blackmail him, but obviously not openly about it. But he said, look, I don't care what you're doing there. Just don't give it to the girls.
Hmm. Which, who would? Give that stuff away.
Wouldn't give a drink to the girls. But, yeah, I just thought it was a really interesting scenario to be caught in.
Yeah.
And even funnier if he had just caught him doing a shit and said, whatever you do, just don't let the girls smell. Oh, and yeah, so that his name has been edited out.
Yeah,
but that was,
I was going to say.
Why it sounds a bit awkward, I literally said his name. Okay, so talking about weddings a little bit. I've got my brother's wedding coming up.
Mm-hmm.
I went to get fitted for a suit in Sydney. A very expensive suit.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Sam.
Only the best.
Now, the problem was this suit that I was getting bought for me is in the tailors are in Sydney.
Yeah.
But I got fitted in Maitland because getting down there was painful. So I went for Taylor, got all measured up. He sent the measurements to the guys in Sydney. They made a suit. Now, when they made the suit, they even spoke to my brother and went, oh, we're having trouble with your brother Lewis's suit. They can't make it so it would look nice on him.
What?
I know. And I went, I'm not a fucking monster.
Supposed to mean.
I'm not some fucking bedridden fucking. And I heard this. I'm like, I don't know how they're fucking.
Yeah.
I mean, like, I'm not the biggest man in the world. Fuck me. I get around. I don't have a cane or anything.
But you should.
When my knees give out, I'll get one. But I got to the tailor a couple of days ago, and I walked in, and I said, "Oh, hey, mate, I'm Lewis. I'm the dugong you've been having trouble fitting." He did not smile. I think he already knew there was going to be problems when he saw me. And Sam tried on his suit, no dramas, you know, fit in well, blah, blah, blah. And then they're like, here, Lewis, here's your pants and your shirt. Can you please go and try these on and come out? Now, I was doing up the shirt, and as guys do, you sort of start the buttons. I was from the top, coming down. Now, with guys' shirts, especially nicer ones, the last buttonhole is actually horizontal rather than vertical, so you can fill with your fingers.
Which is something I didn't know.
I think maybe in not all shirts, but the problem was, is I felt this unique buttonhole very high on me. I'm talking about it was above
nipple height.
My belly. No, it was more like belly button.
Yeah.
Which is like, oh no.
Can you just make the pants high waisted?
Well, this is another problem. So, first off, I've got this lovely linen shirt with a midriff, though, now with a Britney Spears style midriff with my gut just hanging out underneath
it. You just compare your midriff to Britney Spears's?
Well, a lot of people have.
Okay.
So, I've got my gut hanging out of my linen shirt. Pants, on the other hand, they were pulled up high as I could possibly get them, crushing my genitals, and they barely covered half my ass crack. So I walked out and it was like they'd made the suit for a gentleman who was the exact same proportions of me but missing 6 inches of ass and stomach. And everyone was very somber. It was a very somber mood.
Maybe you just changed that much in the time they took you measurements.
This very rude. Maybe you put on 25 kilos. In that 3 week period.
I've done it.
But so I'm come out and they're like, I'm like, oh, it's a little bit tight here. That feels like a problem. And he's like, the whole thing's a problem. And then I put on the coat and it wasn't fitting properly. So it rolled up at my sleeves. So I looked like a Frankenstein's monster.
Have you got a photo of this?
No, I was too embarrassed. Oh. Everyone was embarrassed.
You put it on the Facebook and Instagram.
And then my brother's like, oh, what? You know what's happened, Louis? They lost your measurements. So they just went outside and measured the Sulo bin.
I thought that was close enough. See that.
And there were suggestions that for the wedding they would just put a Sulo bin in a suit and then I'd get in the Sulo bin. That'd be easy to deal with.
And cheaper. And cheaper for
cheaper, Sam. Yeah, because it's like. Then they said, look, you need to hold up a whole new suit. We can't make the stuff longer.
This can't be saved. There's no going back from this.
Sam won't want me talking about this, but it's like $1,000.
Oh my God.
It's a lot of money.
You're. That is so much money.
Oh, yeah. But I got to keep the jacket. They were threatening to throw it out, so I kept it. So
threatening.
Yeah, if you see this guy getting around in a lovely, lovely, like, bone jacket that's really poor fitting, it's me. My gut hanging out of a linen shirt.
Yes. I'm going to wear that jacket.
One thing about weddings as well, which has become probably more popular in the last, I don't know, maybe 10 years, maybe less,
yeah,
is this sort of weird, trashy wedding photos.
Oh, I mean, I'm not a big fan of them anyway, like weddings and the whole photo process, but it's like, you mean the ones where the chicks are like...
Yeah, there's lots. The worst, we're thinking about one in particular. Where,
yeah.
So there's a few getting out there now where the bride and the bridesmaids will do like a little cheeky pull up their dress and
yeah,
show off their, maybe bit of their bum, bit of their underpants, whatever it might be. But there's one on the internet where the bride, yeah, bit of bum, bridesmaids, bit of bum. And then there's one girl full on, you can see her ass and vag, like a porn star. But what's crazy, like, imagine going through those photos with your kids, like, yeah, oh, here's mum and dad. Yeah, that's Arnie Janie that's there with that. Oh, with that vagina so, out.
Again, every wedding, Arnie Janie.
But then there's like the, also like the fake blowjob photos.
Yes, that's what I'm talking about, like all that stuff.
And I guess what upsets me is like, they're probably not even getting a blowjob.
No.
Like, if I, like, is that better or worse?
Definitely worse.
If so, it'd be more acceptable if they were actually getting a blowjob.
Yeah, sure.
And there's a photo.
Mm-hmm.
You know what would... You don't see a lot of them. Like, they're always... Like, the photos of the blowjob between the bride and the groom, it's always, like, hidden so you can't really see what's going on. It's, like, the back of the groom or whatever.
Yeah.
You don't see a lot where it's dick in mouth.
And there should be on the thank you cards that go out to everyone.
Maybe a thumbs up with a dick in a mouth.
Yeah.
Oh, that's going to be great. I'd love to go to a porn star wedding. I think that'd be exciting.
Yeah. And have you seen those weddings where you have to go completely naked?
Yeah, I started that phase.
Oh. Oh, was that your wedding? I don't remember that.
No, I have not heard about naked weddings. Are they really?
Yeah, yeah. And like, I think most of the guests will go naked too. And
oh,
I don't understand.
Have a pretty, you'd want to be pretty picky with your friends at that stage. Can grandma make it?
Clothes optional.
Shit.
It's my kind of wedding.
Talking about naked, which just sort of falls into it as well. We were talking earlier about there's that face blindness.
Yeah.
And I was joking with your friends. You're like, you've met so-and-so and I've had a few drinks and I've met them and probably had a half an hour conversation with them and I can't remember their face. But you're saying there's a condition where people can't tell whether they're talking to or dealing with a male or a female.
Yeah, I've seen it on something like a documentary or something where they can't tell if it's a boy or a girl. And Matt, could you?
It is so problematic. Yes. That's terrifying. Okay, I said this in the car. If you were bisexual, you could probably make that work. You'd be like, well, whatever, you know, I'm bi. But if you were straight and you were constantly, you just going out as a minefield. Going, fuck, I hope I don't
what
fuck
What are a- you?
Oh, fuck, so many dudes this year. I don't know what to do about it. But, like, surely at some point, like, is it just their face and body? Or do they, like, pull their pants down and go, I don't know, if that's a dick or a vagina?
Yeah. I don't know, because I've always got, like, stereotypically most girls have long hair and guys have short hair. So I'm like, surely you could just... Look at that. Like, I don't understand how it all works. But
that's that whole face blindness thing. How can you not tell the difference between someone and like me who's
Did
quite
you say
attractive?
Dr. Carl has that or something? Well.
And him. Yeah, Dr. Carl has it. Yeah.
Yeah.
He can't. Dr. Carl. Dr. Carl has it.
Dr. Carl.
So what it is he doesn't remember faces. So he has to go off voices and how they walk and all this crazy shit.
That makes him even more incredible.
Yeah, I know. It does all that with that sort of memory.
Yeah.
But, I couldn't imagine. Like, imagine like, oh, this chick is all over me. Mate, that's a dude.
That's your father.
That's a minister. He can't have sex anyway. One thing that I'm going to talk about, which I've got to be careful here as well.
Mm.
I'm not allowed to say where I got this information from.
Well, you're going to, and then we'll have to record over it. We both know what's going to happen.
Okay, so there is a gentleman. Now, this is true. There are gentlemen who get paid to go to massage parlors,
mm-hmm.
And see if they get a hand job at the end of it.
Have any of them been to see Megan?
Well, if they have, I hope that they've left her in the clear.
Pass the test.
But imagine that as a job. Now, what you need to do, mate, we're trying to catch all these bloody pricks giving out hand jobs. I'll do it. I'll take a bullet.
Yeah.
But they're getting paid for it. And it's the only way, apparently, they have to, people won't believe this, but they have to physically get the hand job after the massage for them to be like, yep, you're breaking this rule. You're not meant to be doing, obviously, hand jobs. So it's an actual, yeah. So
I just imagine meeting like your girlfriend's parents and be like, oh, what do you do for a living? I get hand jobs.
Yeah. Get paid for it quite handsomely. I wonder how long you could do it for.
Yeah.
And you get sick of them? Oh, great. Another hand job.
Good. Another day, another hand job.
You know what? Talking about hand jobs, when we're young, hand jobs, they were great. Mm. Like, they were really, really good.
Mm.
But as you get older, I think it's because I'm good at giving myself hand jobs.
Okay. I think that's just called masturbating, but...
You put it however you want. But I'm very good at it. Getting a girl to do it, it's just like, I don't know. No. I don't know. Look, I just feel like it's one of those things where they're nice, it's nice, but I don't think...
But you're not going to apply for the job.
I don't think I'd pay for it. I think that's why I would probably not go to a rubber tug
some
as
guys
well.
Some guys can't get laid and some guys can't pick up.
Yeah, but then why go get a tug?
Because that's all they can do.
Yeah, right.
Without paying for a prostitute.
Yeah, which is another thing altogether.
Yeah, well. So, Louis.
Yes.
You know how I feel about my animals.
Yes, I know how you feel about all animals. Yeah. Including horses and Melbourne Cup.
No. No.
Oh, God.
I'm not going down that one now. Mm. So, every year, Bonds do a search for the cutest kid, baby, I guess.
I love you like kid, baby, whatever. I don't know.
Fucking child.
They're just kids, right? Whatever. But now
they're doing a fur baby search.
Oh, God. Now, yes. You sent me this and I immediately sent you back a photo I found online of a furry baby, yeah. Which is heaps better.
And it was a really quick response too.
Oh, yeah. Well, my brain works very quickly. No, honestly, I would be all for it if you were like, hey, do you have a baby that's unusually hairy? Yes. I'd be like, yes, it sounds really interesting.
Yeah.
The thing is...
Finally, a competition for me and my furry baby.
Finally, now I can glue all this dog hair to Charlie and make some real money off him. I think that people think their dogs are more interesting than they are. My dogs are pretty interesting.
Yep.
Everyone loves their dogs, and that's great. And loving your pet and being proud of them is great. But no one else really gives a fuck about them that much.
Well, apparently they do, because now there's a competition.
Yeah, because they're all going to enter your own. I'm not going to go, you know what, I'm going to enter my neighbour's dog.
You should.
It's a fucking albino... Maltese Terrier with fucking called Jock.
I think all Maltese Terriers are albino.
No, he's got the red eyes and that.
Oh, okay.
Named Jock and he's scared of me. So, no, I'm not putting Jock in the competition.
Jock.
It's more Scottish Jock.
Yeah, okay.
Jock. No. That's a bad Scottish accent.
That was horrible.
If you want to enter it, that's fine. But all that'll happen, and it fucking happens every time there's a Bonds baby. Can you vote for my baby? Mm. No, I won't vote for your baby. And it's, well, can you vote for my dog?
It's just a popularity contest.
Well, there was one a while back and people got up in arms. They're like, my cat was winning, but then it didn't win and I was meant to get a big bag of cat food. Oh, fuck. They're pets. They're lovely. But as I said, when you're like, oh, babies, right. Babies are more interesting than pets. I can't remember, it was a TV show or radio program or something. Babies are a lot like dogs, but imagine you had a dog, and as it got older and you taught it, it eventually started to talk to you.
Yeah,
that's what a baby's like. Dogs go.
I don't want to be talked at.
Don't get a parrot. Because parrots talk.
No, thanks.
There are some talking dogs. Thanks for the connection there. I wasn't sure because you're out of the vet game now.
Oh, yeah.
One thing we have been doing sort of every week or trying to is bring up Tales from the Snake Pit. One that just came to mind recently is that I think I might have mentioned it in another episode where my father passed away when I was living in the Snake Pit. Now, one of the guys there, he was like the king of hand-me-downs. But even – so he was like 22, 23 and suddenly he'd come back from Sydney, that's where he's from, with like, oh, we got all my cousins' hand-me-downs. And it's like – what do you mean?
You say we? We got all my
cousins. Oh, because him and his brother.
Oh.
Like, and they go through them.
For the snake pit. Look, look what I got, guys.
Share the wealth. That's what I always say. So him and his brother would get hand-me-downs. But as I said, hand-me-downs I think make sense till you're about 16.
Mm.
If you're just getting clothes from other people, you're just a charity at that.
Yeah.
But so when my father passed away, we had a bunch of stuff, including a lot of his clothes. And Rob, he's a good dude, and he's just thrifty, you know what
free
I mean?
Free is free.
Yeah, that's right. And he's sort of pretty chilled out with what he wears and stuff like that. So, and he saw this pile of clothes. He's like, oh, can I have these? Thinking he might steal a jumper and maybe, you know, a pair of shoes or whatever it might be. But then he's like one night asleep on the lounge, had a few beers, passed out because he was a bit of a lightweight. He's wearing my dad's underpants. Dead father's underpants.
What? I'm sorry.
And they're not even, they were like, you know, like.
But why do you even keep them?
They were just in the pile. I didn't know I had to go, hey, don't wear my dad's underpants. I don't care about anything else.
It shouldn't have to be said, should it?
And they weren't even like, oh, you know, I can see why they were really cool. They were just like those loose cotton boxes that like a 55-year-old guy would wear. And he's like, score.
Yes. These are me.
Oh, so, yeah. And then, but even to the point where you'd be like, hey, man, they're my socks. Why are you wearing them? He goes, because I got a gift from someone and a pair of socks and it just said Canada on it.
Hmm.
And I said, mate, they're my socks. He said, you never been to Canada. What the fuck?
Touche.
Oh, it left him. You are right. And he,
you got
I said,
me there.
Well, no, well, they're a gift from someone. Oh, right. Good bloke, but yeah.
He just thought he tried to steal your socks. Without he just, you wouldn't know.
He's going to hate this. At one stage, like a lot of guys probably get it. You can get like a fungal growth under your armpit. It's usually just like from sweating and
Sounds like something that would happen at the snake pit.
Oh, yeah. Full of fungus. And but he actually had like mushrooms growing in his armpit hair.
What?
Mm.
No.
He was single for a long time.
He should still be single.
No, he's got a baby now.
Oh.
Yeah.
That is worrying.
Yeah, he tricked this Canadian girl. Probably because of those socks.
It's the socks, yeah. You bought them together. I hope you got a mention.
I have met... I do see them pretty regularly. Probably not anymore now with this. No. If he listens to this.
Just mention names, Louis, because...
Well, I've already said Rob. He knows who he is. Rob wears my dad's underpants. And just to back up, Rob is the brother of the bloke, Ev, who caught the rolling truck tyre.
Oh.
So they're real couple of world-beaten brothers there.
The real private school education.
Something came up the other day. I can't remember who I was talking to. And it was the weird things that you said as children, like what you wanted to be when you grew up.
Yeah, I wanted to be a horse.
Yeah.
Everyone, my brother and my dad won't let me forget it.
Oh, see, I think my brother said T-Rex and he also said Transformer.
Oh, see, it's not just me. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, there's a lot of fucking idiot kids out there.
What did you want to be?
I can't even remember.
You've done them all, every the career. Let's be honest, Louis.
A friend said to me today, we were driving through Sydney and we saw a Lamborghini and we're talking about having dream cars and that. And I said... See, I'm very lucky. My dream car is the Hyundai Santa Fe, which I already own. And he said, yeah, it's good to have attainable dreams.
Yeah.
So probably as a kid, I probably wanted to be a stationery salesman.
Yeah. Look at you go.
So you can say what you want, but I am living the dream.
Yeah, you are. after many failed dreams before that.
talking about, what we wanted when we grew up. So my brother... and obviously you had some sort of mental issue, but my brother Sam, they legitimately, my mother and father thought he had retardation. Because a few things happened. They one thing. So there was a there's three things that they were like the big like what's going on here. So my mum, she must have been 5 years old or something like that, and she's like, "Hey Sam, can you go? Can you please put your clothes in the top drawer?" Mm-hmm. And he said, "Which one's the top drawer?" I was like, "The top? Damn. How can I clear that up? This one at the top." Oh, right. He also kept asking. We had two cats.
Yeah.
One was like black and white. One was tortoiseshell. Millie and Suey. Yeah. They look completely different. And we'd had them since we were born.
Yeah.
And he kept going, "Mum, which one's Millie and which one's Suey?"
Really? Maybe he has that thing where you can't tell the difference between cats.
Oh, that's such a sad disease.
Oh my! And we've made so few.
And we've made fun of him all these years. No, so they're like, "What? You know, that's Millie there. That's Suey. What do you mean? They're so different."
Yeah.
I think the one that was the icing on the cake was Mum said, because Sam was a grubby little kid, "Sam, go wash your face." And he went, "Which face?"
That's evil. That's borderline like...
Mate, I did call him butt face a lot, so maybe that's where he got confused.
Which face? What was what was the implication of...
Well, they got him assessed. They actually did get him assessed. Okay. I don't know. Well, this is what I said.
Jury's still out.
And I remember saying to Dad, "What are they saying?" They said he was just a dickhead.
Test results show dickhead.
I think it was something to do with like he would ask questions that would give him time to think about things or something like that. But when you want to be when you grow up, just ask that of your kid and see what they say. If they say horse or transformer.
I was like three though. I wasn't like...
And you didn't become a horse, did you?
Well, there's still time.
You became a whore. No. Almost there.
I'm not even going to try to defend myself.
You have fun.
Joking, remember.
Talking about this brother Sam, actually, I only heard a funny story about him recently. Like, everyone does silly things when they're drinking. Like, you just do. But
I've never done a silly thing when I'm drinking.
Just think of something while I'm going to say this.
Okay.
So, like, this is crazy shit. So, I only found out the other day, my brother decided one night in Newcastle to jump in the back of a truck. Now that isn't too bad. It was a truck bed. He jumped in it.
Like a ute or like a...
Like a small truck. A small truck.
Yeah.
He jumped in it and drove a couple of Ks, got out of service station, ran back to his mates. None of them believed he did it.
Hero. A hero.
None of them believed he did it.
They didn't see him do it.
No. He just jumped in and then none of them believed he did it.
And then they were like, "Where'd Sam go?"
Yeah. And then he came back. He's like, "I jumped in the back of a truck." And they're like, "Oh, yeah, sure he did, mate." Because they didn't believe him, he then saw...
I'm guessing this was before Snapchat too. Yeah,
this would have been 10 years ago or something like that. Now, before... So they didn't believe him. So he then said, "Yeah, right, well, watch this." And ran and jumped on the back of a four-wheel drive, clinging onto the tyre like Spider-Man.
Onto the... like the spare tyre.
On the back, yeah.
I was like, onto the tyre?
Not on... He spun around like a hubcap.
Yeah, that's what I'm picturing, like this.
He has quite the grip.
Yeah. Good for him.
No, so he jumped onto the back and he thought, "I'll just get off when it stops the next set of lights."
Yeah.
It went through like five lights. So it got over 60 Ks an hour. And Sam, drunk, was like, "No, that's fine. I'll just jump off and run.
Nothing bad will happen."
In his mind, he's like, "It's fine. I'll jump off and just run at 60 Ks an hour." Like, so he jumps off, runs for about three steps.
And he's dead.
And then slides and smashes into the gutter.
Oh, my God.
Somehow survived. He had a few scratches and stuff like that. Just unbelievable.
It could have been so tragic. I was actually really drunk at... Oh, this is...
Work.
I hope my dad never listens to this. Always drunk at work. I was really drunk at my cousin's party once. My cousins used to have these awesome parties and I was like maybe 14 or 15, so before I had my license, and I thought it'd be a good idea to jump in the front seat of this car and drive around the block of like East Maitland, and there were a heap of people in the back.
Whose car was it?
I don't know. Some guy at the party. And then some guy jumped out of the back of the ute and, like, when I was driving and, like, landed on the ground and hurt himself really badly. And I look back at that now and I'm just like, what the fuck was I thinking?
And I look back and go, I should have bought a ute.
Yeah.
You fit so many more people in a ute.
But I listen to that story and I would hear about that on the news or something like that and just be like, what a bunch of fucking idiots.
Yeah, I used to do stupid burnouts in my car thinking this is all good fun. If I see a P plater now just going a little bit over the speed limit, I'm furious.
Yeah.
I'm not a hypocrite. I'm just, because I'm a very good driver.
Yeah.
They're not.
Fantastic.
Just off track a little bit, I was, I thought I felt a scab in like my groin area the other day. And who doesn't like picking a scab? So I got pretty excited.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, peeling it away. But it wasn't a scab. It was one of those stickers you find in underpants. And it said number 23 on it. I don't know how long it had been stuck to me. Do girls get that little, sometimes little stickers in your underpants and stuff like that?
Yeah, but we usually take them off before we put the underwear on.
Miles, my brother, when I told him this story, thought I was talking about that protection plastic that goes in the crutch part of the underpants.
That they have in the shops.
Yeah, which I somehow missed, which is like the size of a ruler.
I don't think you can actually try underwear on in the shops. I don't think
I mean, it's frowned upon, but there's ways that's around allowed. It.
You mean that plastic stuff they put in swimmers?
How will I know if I'm marking this G-string if I don't try it on the show?
Yeah, exactly.
One thing a couple of weeks ago that someone brought up with me, she actually showed me a Pinterest board she has. Pinterest is like pretty much just images. It's a bit of everything.
Love Pinterest.
But you can save pictures and stuff like that. And what she does is she saves photos of ugly babies.
They're all ugly.
Well, Charlie was in there.
Oh. And she's like, Charlie's in there. Like,
and I'm like, well, I've got to go with this because I'd say shit like this on the podcast all the time.
Yeah.
And she's like, yeah. And I'm like, oh, right. Which one, Charlie? And it was a really ugly photo of Charlie. Yeah, when he was like cross-eyed and had 14 chins and stuff like that. But it's sort of funny. Like, I wonder if you know, like, if you've got an ugly baby.
No, people don't.
Really?
Nope.
Because there's some people on my Facebook.
Or they just don't admit it.
Look. If you, some kids normal, some kids cute, but there are some kids just ugly, like the real potato headed ones.
You know they what all mean? Just look like a potato for the first like the 6 years. The first little
years. Bit. No, you look like a potato now. It's just I would happily, like, if you want to send me a photo of your baby, I'll tell you if it's ugly or not. And I'll be honest with you. I'll be like, look, not
should
a great
we open
kid.
Up? Should we open up this to our Facebook page.
Oh, yeah. You want to, I mean, we haven't had a lot of people posting stuff, but I don't think a lot of people are going to be like, Louie, can you tell me if my baby's ugly?
Rate my baby, Louie.
Yeah. But no, if you want, happily to talk about if your baby's ugly or not.
Yeah. They're all ugly, by the way. Again.
The dogs are cute. Dogs cute, baby's ugly.
Yeah.
That's
now you're getting it.
Talking about, I guess, the body and the human body. I have
Segway.
I know, really shit Segway. Hopefully, we could dust that over with some music because I'm sage. Okay, so I have a strong gag reflex.
Mm-hmm.
In the sense that I don't
you give
just
a lot of head.
Well, that means I would give no head.
What?
If I had a really strong gag reflex.
Oh, I thought you were saying you have like no, like.
No. Like when I say a strong gag reflex, it means when I do gag, it's not just a little, it's like.
Yeah.
Because regularly in the mornings, Megan and I'll be brushing my teeth. We don't brush at my teeth
brushing
together.
My teeth.
Wow,
how does this
I do the bottom, she does the top.
Okay.
No, so I'll be brushing my teeth, she'll be brushing her teeth, and I'll be gagging.
Yeah.
And it's one of those things where, especially if I've had maybe a bit of a big night, I'll vomit in the sink whereas I'm brushing my teeth, which is the opposite of what you want when you're brushing your teeth.
Generally.
So I'll go out smelling worse.
But I've heard you throw up and you don't hold anything back. No.
And the problem with my sink as well, it's not like a big open plug. It's one of those really weird ones where you push up and down. So you get like three chunks. Millimeters of like room for the water to get through. And chunks fill it up in 2 seconds. So I've got to reach down and untwist it and then like jam all the chunks down.
Just give a few BJs. You'll be right.
Okay, I'll give 100. Just for science. Yeah. No, but what's shit as well is that it's like my body knows when I'm going to do something that wants to gag. So, you know how you're meant to brush your tongue?
Yeah.
Just the thought of that, even just now thinking really? About brushing
You're
going
to throw up on the microphone again.
But if I'm holding the brush in my hand and thinking, now I'm going to brush my tongue, before my toothbrush has even touched my tongue, I'm going, there.
I think this is a guy thing because I've met a lot of guys who do this, like who just can't stand having toothbrush in their mouth or brushing their tongue.
But I know this sounds weird, but I have actually put a whole hot dog in my mouth. So
prove it.
there was a video out there. It was a big German one too.
Oh.
He was a big German fella.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say.
But so obviously physically I can do it, but there's some things that just get me.
Just something about the toothbrush.
Yeah. I am a strong, I am
a strong independent woman and.
And I don't need no sausage.
Yeah.
I do have a really like, when I vomit, it is like it's a power spew. I call
yeah.
I used to live with a guy many years back, John, who was the shittest spewer. Like, he one morning I heard this. It sounded like a cat vomiting. I looked out. I heard outside. I heard this. Yeah, yeah. And I looked over.
I can imagine that.
And it was pretty much just that. You know, the cats go like, and just do like a weird stomach thing, and then don't really make a noise, and the vomit just falls out their mouth. That's what it was like. I felt bad for him. I feel bad. Imagine going your whole life not having a good vomit, vomiting like a cat your whole life. Then some hair came out. Are you a vomiter? Are you
I make myself vomit. I've made myself vomit the last two mornings in a row.
It's bulimia. We can't talk about this show. I'm not adjusted. I'm not well researched on bulimia.
You joke about everything. No, I mean in terms of being hungover, alcohol. You just stick your fingers down your throat and away you go.
I
do make noise. I'm not one of those silent vomiters. I can't do worse. It. No.
I want to hear it. Like, get it out. I remember
get it out.
Was in Newcastle once and we were out for the night and for some reason on a belly full of whatever I was drinking, Father O'Leary's fucking fake Baileys, I don't know, whatever it was. It made me feel sick. But I then gave a girl a piggyback and ran full speed down down Newcastle for probably 100 metres at least, possibly more.
I've never seen you walk that far.
I'm quite the athlete. Sumo's an athlete. Yeah. So I just saw a video earlier of me wrestling with my brother and I heard someone go, Louis like a sumo.
Yeah, I think I laughed a little bit too hard at that.
In Japan, I'd be considered royalty. Yeah. So I ran down the street with a girl on my back, stopped, and my body like disagreed with what I'd done and I could feel it coming up. And I was literally just standing next to a bush right next to Harry's Cafe.
I hope she was still on your back. Hang out here for a minute.
She fell off when I started doing the cat convulsions. No, but I was like, oh, God, I need to vomit. I was going to feel bad all night. And I just said, oh, someone say something dirty. And my mate Nathan went,
Jesus.
Semen. Blah. Just vomited in this really? Bush. And it was so, and I was like 19 or 20.
I thought you meant say something dirty, like.
No, but it was like, that's that thing where you're like, that just got me.
Yeah.
But it was at a bush, like 3 meters away from Harry's Cafe to Wheels.
And like, you went and got
no
a pie?
Shame. Yeah. One pie, please. One big thing I want to talk about. I read something online recently, which I thought was interesting, was comparing, like, what men find attractive versus what women find attractive in the opposite sex. So, like...
Physically,
yeah. I mean, yeah, physically mainly. Like,
well, that's all that matters.
if you compare, say, women... Men like breasts.
Mm.
Men like asses, legs. you know, sort of stuff.
The body in general.
Yeah, but no, but there's favourites. So, yeah. Like, because there's no woman out there going, oh, I guess chest maybe. But what do you think men are going, I would say most men, if you like, body part, breasts.
Yep.
What would be the woman's equivalent of that?
To like in a guy?
Yeah, physically.
Arms.
Really? You reckon that's the first one?
I don't like guys that are like big and like you muscular. You like
them sort of like a gibbon, really long arms that they can they can almost walk on.
Yeah, like you know those things that are outside of car dealerships? That's my perfect guy.
Easy breezy.
Everything just about him.
Fun. Got a job. He's perfect. Oh, no, that's perfect. Okay, so with arms, for example.
Like, most girls look at like...
Is that, you think arms would be a big one for a lot of girls?
Yeah, for a lot of girls. Shoulders and arms, yeah.
Shoulders and arms, okay. Now, but with arms, is it, as you said, it's not always big, can it be
don't
like...
Don't skip leg day.
It's boring. But like with arms, is it like, ooh, we like big arms or slender arms? Is it like boobs where guys like they don't have to be big? They like, what do you mean? Like,
I think girls just want strong arms
that could support them.
Yeah. Metaphorically.
They could carry you out.
Yeah.
Carry you through the door through the threshold. Girls are so fucked.
I know. We are.
Okay, so arms. What would be, so we've got bum. Do girls look at guys' bums?
Yeah.
But would they be like, would that be a big part of it? Like,
not for me, no.
Where would that fall? First, second, third, fourth? Mm. What would you compare? So if guys are going probably boobs, then bums.
Bums.
You're going arms, your shoulders, and then what?
Legs.
Legs.
Yeah.
Really? Which part of the leg?
I like a good calf muscle.
Really? I think this is a big difference, I think, with guys and girls. I reckon we as a group of guys could come together with a pretty good list.
Yeah.
I reckon girls would come together with like, I like
girls
a real...
Girls are all over the place.
Yes. I really like a sinewy calf.
See, I like a good dad bod.
I like a good dick.
That too. But attached to a dad bod.
It's got to be attached to something. You're not going to be that like lady who cut off her husband's dick.
Well, I am, but give me a few years.
Didn't hear
get
what
a husband
happened.
First.
She actually cut off. This is true. This is years back. A woman cut off her husband's dick and chucked it out a car window.
Yeah.
And it actually landed on another car's window. And the bloke went, fuck, the Mozzie's got big dicks out here. Okay, that's a joke. Like, the whole story about the chopping off the dick is true and throwing out the window is true. I mean, it could have hit another car and he thought Mozzie's had big dicks. That's an old story. I think my dad told me that 1 year ago.
God.
Okay, so this is the thing is with girls. So now, what about face?
Yeah, that's number one, really.
I think that's the one thing that men and women can probably agree on is that there's always going to be the face has to be taken into account.
Yes.
But I also think with face as well that it's a bit more like if you like the rest of them, the face can sort of... Then you like the face, you know what I mean? Like, you could be pretty ugly, but if you've got a great personality and, you know, you got massive calf muscles.
Yeah. I just mean, like, I'm into, like, an athletic, but not like a muscular, go-to-the-gym-every-day body, like an athletic...
Who would you put as an actor? Who's your dream actor? Or person? Who's the get-out-of-jail card or whatever where you can... No one.
I just have to really think about that.
The late John Candy.
What a god.
Sex on a stick.
What about you?
I don't know. My wife, Megan.
Oh.
Shouldn't have laughed too hard at that. Yeah. No, just say Megan passed away or just say she chopped off my dick and I had to divorce her.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm sort of... I think all women are children of God and they all have their own... No, I know that sounds really corny. I think that I like different elements of different people.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And boobs don't have to be huge or... It doesn't really matter. Like, as long as they're happy to touch me. As long as they don't mind giving me a good old-fashioned
handjob. As long as it's consensual, then, you know, I'll put a ring on it.
As long as they don't mind giving me a hand job now and again, I don't have to go to the rub and tugs. Unless I'm getting paid for it.
Yeah, the counselling.
And I'll go that all the time.
Yeah, fantastic.
Okay, so arms, legs.
Yeah.
is with legs. Oh, here was something I want to ask. Would you prefer a guy with a really ugly face but a really lovely dick, or a really lovely face and a really ugly dick?
Ugly dick.
Really?
Yeah.
Really? Well, what do you think?
Why are you so surprised? Anyway? Yeah, exactly. Why are you so surprised by my answer?
I don't know. It feels like it's very vain. Because you want to take him out and show him off.
Yeah.
No, but no one knows how ugly his dick is.
I have to, like, I can turn the lights out when the dick's out.
Do you know how ugly it is?
Yeah. When you say ugly, are we talking like deformed, or are we talking like it's
not
just
deformed?
It's not to I mean, a particular we're not size.
I think maybe it's crooked and discolored, and maybe really hairy shaft. You know where hair should stop pretty much at the base, but maybe it goes 3/4 the way up.
Are you trying to tell us something, Louis? What's going on down there?
My dick is fine, thank you very much. Could be a model dick.
Are those things?
Well, hey, you can get what's it called? Dildos made out of your partner's genitals.
Why would you do that? What's the point?
Just fuck them.
Exactly.
I don't know, when you're away.
Oh.
Maybe.
Those
would
fly
you,
and fly out workers.
What if you were, what if you were a guy, but you liked anal play on yourself? Would you get one made of your own dick to put up your bum? Is that...
I don't know if I'm equipped to answer that question. How about I direct that at you, Louis? Would you want your own dick up your own ass?
Look, if guys could fuck themselves...
Mm-hmm, they would.
I'd think that a lot of guys wouldn't leave the house.
The human race would die.
Well, we talked about this briefly about guys going down on themselves. If you could fuck yourself... Here's a question. If you had sex with your clone... Would it be masturbating or homosexual? This is the one of the...
Inception.
Maybe.
Yes. I don't know.
See, that's one of those questions that throughout the ages, people will constantly be questioning. No, that's good. So, we've cleared it up. So, women like... shoulders, decent arms,
yeah.
Big calves.
As a general consensus.
Yeah. And
what'd you say?
Decent arms.
Oh, I thought you
dicks.
Said...
Dicks and arms. Is that now, okay, so
arms, show us your
shoulders.
Dick. Let's get it over with.
My penis will be on the Facebook page later on.
I didn't mean your dick.
Oh. I'm the only one
here. I just meant if you go out and you're...
You literally yelled it at my face just then.
I mean, if you're a girl and you're dating, just be like, just show us your dick. Let's just get this over and done with.
That's catcalling. That's rude. We're talking about catcalling, which is, I guess, it's a form of sexual, not assault.
Harassment.
Sexual harassment. Now, you were telling me you waited for 2 hours when you were in the UK to get into a nightclub.
Oh, but it was worth it.
Yeah, because you then went and grinded on a bunch of gay guys.
So good. It was the best night out I've ever had because it was at a gay club.
Isn't that problematic for the gay guys, though?
No, they loved it.
They were practically begging for it.
They were.
This sounds like a little bit of... It seems a bit hypocritical to me, yeah. These poor gentlemen...
Poor?
Well, how much was it to get in, actually?
Oh, I don't even remember.
So these blokes, looking obviously for other blokes, and they've got this... thing.
Fantastic.
From Mayfield. Hey! Grinding on him.
No one pushed me away, so therefore...
Therefore, they loved
it. It was fine.
No one punched me. That means they liked it. Was there any new dance moves over there that we can expect to come out in mainstream soon?
No, not dance moves, but I learnt lots of things in terms of what they say, like... You don't tell someone that they have nice pants.
Oh, yes, because that means underpants.
Yeah. Learned that the hard way.
But you cleared it up by saying, sorry, I meant thong.
Yeah.
What?
I meant your G-banger. Love
and
it.
You didn't know
Love
what a,
the G-banger.
You didn't know what a whale tail was.
I didn't know what a whale tail was.
So what a whale tail is, if you see a girl with a G-string poking out the top of her pants, it looks like a whale's tail breaching the water.
Yeah.
Years back, I was in Gunnedah for work, and I was with a workmate, and and a girl bent down in front of us, and a whale tail popped up. And I love a good whale tail spotting. So, like, and I was trying to get his attention. I yelled at her. I went, "Whale tail!" And I think she heard.
Oh, how'd it go?
Oh, he was really happy. It's a good story that gets brought up pretty regularly. But I was really excited. Gunnedah is the same town. Gunnedah is like central New South Wales. But same guy. Yeah. I actually had my personal car and we were driving through Gunnedah. Yeah. And I had in the back of my car was like a, imagine like a police style hat, but it was pink and pleather. It was for a party. I'd gone, "Don't give me that look." Louis going to open up about something here.
Louis spilling the beans. It's just my Sunday hat.
It was when I think I went to a Christmas party. This is years back, and it was a crazy hat Christmas party. So it was like a pink pleather hat. Now we're driving through Gunnedah. He was actually driving, I think, for some reason. And I found this hat in the back, put it on for a quick laugh. This bloke, I must have had the hat on for about 5 seconds. This bloke walking up his driveway has come out on the street, saw us driving past. Saw me in the hat and literally just screamed out at the top of his lung, "Faggots!" Like he was warning the town of us. I thought he was going to ring a bell.
Down crying. Yeah. And then all of a sudden, on a hilltop, there's like a firelight. So you just hear, "Faggots!"
Like, yeah.
Probably didn't help that you guys were making out.
So Gunnedah is quite an interesting town, but not as probably gay friendly as some other cities around Australia.
Like Soho in London.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
Yeah, they're so friendly they won't push away some straight girl. Just, "You like this? You gonna turn for me?" Nah. He didn't punch me, so he liked it.
Another thing they say all the time is, like we say, "How are you?" or "How you going?"
They say, "You're right."
"You're right?"
Yeah.
And I'm always just like, "Yeah, fine." Is it something on my face? Yeah. Or like, do I look bad? Like,
yeah, it's almost, and it can be a bit aggressive. Like, "You're right?" And it's like, "Yeah, I'm all right. Are you all right, mate?
Are you all right? Yeah. You fucking all right?"
I punched that many guys in England and girls and fish shop owners. I was on a rampage. "Show you all right?"
Why does everyone keep asking me if I'm all right? Like, I'm not,
but you are the sort of
person. It's none of your business.
You are the sort of person that you look like you need to be asked.
Yeah.
You all right? No. No, thank you for asking. No. No, I mean, like, you want some chips?
No, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Just one last story before we go. I had my brother's Bucks party on the weekend. Now, we went to a club, I think it was Candies or something like that, in King's Cross area at the end of the night. And we happened to talk to a girl, a few of us, who ended up being from Maitland.
Mm.
Now, which is fairly rare. So we're like, "Oh my God, you know, you're in Sydney, we're in Maitland."
Where from?
Where we're from. And we actually went to the same high school, but be it like 10 years apart. But it's, you know, a small world. And she seemed friendly enough and blah, blah, blah. And then talked to her a little bit later on, must have been about half an hour later. And I had two drinks from there, a couple of vodka and Cokes. Looked away, looked back, and she's just drinking one of them. Like, smashing it quickly through the straw. Like,
I don't know what else you expected from a Maitland girl.
But first off, surely that's not recommended to drink some bloke's drink.
Well, no, but
if I was roofing myself?
Yeah,
exactly. To take advantage of myself later.
Exactly.
But like, first off, bad idea. Like, she didn't know us very well, and it was a bit of a bad thing to do. And I was like, "Oh, it's my drink." And she's like, "Oh, okay." I said, "Looks like you're buying me another vodka and Coke."
Did she drink the whole thing?
Yeah, she smashed it. Like, I might have had a sip out of it, but like, you know, when it's full of ice and that, and and I mean, they're like $11 a drink. So I'm like, "Hey, you're getting me a new vodka and Coke." And she's like, "Oh, okay." I'm like, "Let's go to the bar." And you could sort of see her eyes darting around, trying to figure out how to get out of this. And we sort of get to the bar, and she just before she gets to the bar, she sort of sees a friend and sort of just veers in that general direction, and then just sort of starts like ignoring that I'm sort of standing there.
Yeah.
And then sort of like gets a little bit like, "Oh God, I'm drunk." And I'm like, and she sort of just.
So I punched her.
So I punched her right in the jaw. And that, my friends, is why I'm going to jail.
And I was like, "You're right."
Says you're right.
This is our last one.
But okay, so I'm a bit sore. First she drank it, then she skirts the responsibility and tries to disappear. Mm. And I sort of went, don't do that. And she just sort of ignored me.
Yeah.
Now, when we were leaving, must have been an hour or so later, a few friends and I were walking out. I think we're looking for a cab or looking for something to eat or whatever we're doing. And we saw up on the road in a bush, like there was paramedics and police looking after this paralytic chick who was like face first down in a flower bed.
Yeah.
And it was her.
Yeah, it was.
And I was like, yeah, you got yours. Yeah. I mean, it was terrible.
Because I did roofie myself and she got it.
No, let's clear that up. I didn't roofie it. I don't roofie drinks going, God, I hope that I don't have to drink this. Hope someone else drinks this.
Hope some chick walks over and starts drinking this.
Otherwise, I'm going to have to. So, yeah, look, I felt a little bit like petty, but knowing this girl had drunk my drink,
yeah,
then tried to ignore me, and then seeing her like passed out in this like
karma
flower bed.
Yeah.
It was like, yeah. Yeah. God, serves you right.
Yeah, she's probably dead, but.
My mates, I was sort of like, pointing, going, that's her! That's the one! They're like, stop pointing, man! And I'm like, yeah, but...
All the police around.
So, I think that's going to do it for this week, guys. Sorry once again that we haven't been doing it the last couple of weeks with them being away, and that we'll try to go back to doing once a week. Just stick with us. Once again, really good getting feedback and that. We're actually getting a few more stories sort of every week, which we can use for the next podcast and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, just keep bringing up little articles or things that you find funny or old stories of maybe that you've heard of me or Em that you've remembered that we can sort of bring up again.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah. No, they're the good ones. Even if old nicknames for Chipper over here, whatever you might want to do. But yeah, so
sorry if I'm a bit jet lagged today. So
yeah, and she had quite an incident on the flight as well, which we won't talk about this week because she still doesn't know whether she wants to laugh about it or cry about it.
Yeah, I haven't decided yet.
She's not sure if she's going to suppress it way down.
Yeah.
So next week I might bring it up and she'll go, Lou, I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
So that could be next week.
Tune in, guys. What you can listen live to my mental breakdown.
Which I do every week anyway. Sorry if I've mentioned any names, but you'll get over it. Keep listening and we'll hopefully catch you in a week.
See you later.
Literally, guys, as soon as we hit bye and I stopped it and went, that was the whole episode, Hitler free, which it was, but let's just... It seems wrong not to mention him at some stage. So, hey, Hitler. Yeah. You're my man.
What up, homeboy?
No, that seems wrong. Yeah, Hitler. We didn't talk about him this week. Probably come up next week. Yeah. Any good Hitler stories, Let me know as well. Okay, thanks, guys. Bye.